From the newsroom, I'm Peter Kaleem. The Starbucks in Eureka will close along with more than 8,000 stores nationwide today, conducting anti-bias training, the next of many steps the company's taking to try to restore its tarnished image as a hangout where all are welcome. After the arrests of two black men in Philadelphia last month at one of its stores, the coffee chain's leaders apologized and met with the two men, but also reached out to activists and experts in bias training to put together a curriculum for its 175,000 workers. That has put a spotlight on the little-known world of unconscious bias training used by many corporations, police departments, and other groups to help address racism in the workplace. California Office of Historic Preservation hosted by the cities of Arcata and Eureka for a local government preservation workshop. The workshop will include topics like survey and landmark designations, also historical resources. There will also be a panel discussion on the Mills Act, the workshop happening on June 8th in Eureka, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The public's invited to attend, no charge, but advance registration is required. Area authorities over the weekend were on the lookout for drivers behind the wheel distracted, not wearing seatbelts, or who were under the influence. The maximum enforcement period wrapped up at midnight, the goal to improve numbers from last year. About 70% of the vehicle occupants who died in CHP jurisdiction in the 2016 and 2017 Memorial Day MEPs were not wearing seatbelts. A total of 45 people died statewide in Memorial Day collisions in 2017, 39 in 2016. During the same MEPs, there were 921 arrests in California for driving under the influence. Last year, more than 1,000 in 2016. Community residents invited to review and comment on Humboldt County's Mental Health Services Act three-year plan. The plan lays out programs and expenditures through the 2019-2020 fiscal year. In 2004, California voters approved Proposition 63, known as the MHSA, which placed a 1% tax on personal incomes in excess of $1 million. That funding, used to develop and support local mental health programs for children, youth, adults, and older adults. Following the comment period, residents will have the chance to weigh in at a public hearing before the plan's adopted by the Board of Supervisors. Well, the Old Growth New Adventures Sequoia Park Re-envisioning Community Workshop is happening on Saturday, June 9th. It runs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Washington Elementary School in Eureka. City is looking to make the park more inclusive, diversify the park's experiences, enhance the play area, and upgrade the trail system. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.